The Iliad, written by Homer, narrated by Geoffrey Giuliano and the Icon Ensemble.
Icon Audio Arts.
Whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome. Homer is the author of the Iliad and the Odyssey, two epic Greek poems that are the foundational works of ancient Greek literature. The Iliad is set during the Trojan War, the 10-year siege of the city of Troy by a coalition of Greek kingdoms. It focuses on a quarrel between the king and the great warrior Achilles, lasting a few weeks during the last year of the war. The Odyssey revolves around the 10-year journey home of the king of Ithaca and the fall of Troy. Many accounts of Homer's life circulated in classical antiquity, the most widespread being that he was a blind bard from a region of the world which is now Turkey. Modern-day scholars consider these accounts legendary. The Homeric question, concerning by whom, when and where and under what circumstances the Iliad and Odyssey were composed, continues to be debated. Modern scholarship considers that the two works were written by different authors. It is generally accepted that the poems were composed at some point around the late 8th or early 7th century BC. Most researchers believe that the poems were originally transmitted orally. From antiquity until the present day, the influence of the Homeric epic on Western civilization has been great, inspiring many of its most famous works of literature, music, art, and film. These epics were the greatest influence on ancient Greek culture and education. To Plato, Homer was simply the one who taught Greece.
Book 1 of The Iliad of Homer. Argument: The Contention of Achilles and Agamemnon. In the War of Troy, the Greeks, having sacked some of the neighboring towns and taken from thence two beautiful captives, Chryseis and Briseis, allotted the first to Agamemnon, and the last to Achilles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?